Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's definitely this time of year, and we notice it. We see it everywhere. I can't tell you how many organizations and friends of mine who are involved with running organizations, part of them saying, wow, you know, we all, the goal this time of year is just to get to stop people from doing stupid things, because we are heading towards December. And South Africans, as we know, we're a little December obsessed. People are tired. There's exams being written. Many houses are functioning at a level of anxiety as well, which obviously mom and dad might take with them to the work environment as well. So it's not easy out there. But we wanted to know how to deal with this. So joining me this morning is an industrial psychologist, Dr. Ilana Seer. Very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Is this something that we just become more aware of this time of year, or is this a real thing?
So Howard, both. It's certainly a real thing. There's no doubt, and we have become more and more aware, not only this time of year, but as the years have gone on, with the generations coming forward, like the Gen Zs who are having mental health days and work-life balance and concepts like that, we've become more and more aware of our stress levels. And this year-end fatigue is a very, very real thing.
Okay. How do we deal with it?
So they're all the good things that you hear about, the exercise and eat well. One of the things that I find particularly effective, Bill Clinton actually put it in his book, The First Gentleman. He said compartmentalize things. Take everything that you have to do, put it into one section, get that done, and move on. And that works very, very nicely. Because you can have your rest and your sunshine and your glass of water, but your mind is still busy running at a million miles a second.
It's so interesting, because being on radio, we often talk about this. We have to learn to do that, because when you step into studio, you actually can't take all of your, you can't bring anything into studio with you that is going to contaminate the experience for listeners. So we kind of taught, and the reason I'm telling you, saying this, is because the physical sometimes helps us emotionally. So we physically have to picture it staying outside the studio. And I wonder if that could be that kind of an idea, to say to people in terms of being able to compartmentalize it, keep it there. If your kid is writing exams and it's a hard time of year, keep it where it should be.
I love that analogy of actually visualizing it outside, because exactly what you've said, absolutely, the physical effects, the mental effects, the psychological. You know, when you're under pressure, you start to get sick. Absolutely. We get headaches, backaches, all of that. That visualization that you're speaking about, I think, would release a lot of pressure for a lot of people. You've also touched on something very interesting, and that is that you can manage your thoughts. Because if you can stop, if you can leave your world outside the studio, you can stop. You can stop thinking about whatever's stressing you. And that's a brilliant thing for a lot of people to take cognizance of. You can stop thinking.
Right. And there doesn't need to be denial, because when you step out the studio, you'll think about it again. You're not putting it away forever.
100%. 100%. You're not, as you say, denial. You're just compartmentalizing. You will deal with it when you can deal with it. And you can't do anything about it now. So let your brain rest.
Right. What's also interesting is we often see this time of year, people confuse being unhappy in a job versus just needing a break. How do you advise or help people and companies with that sort of a risk and a concern?
So, you started off by saying, this time of year, their exams, their pressures, their deadlines. So for a lot of companies, this is what they call their silly season. Right. And there are the deadlines and the pressures. So whatever's been niggling you about the company starts to come to the fore. You know, they're expecting this from me and they don't give me that. So it comes back to getting some kind of perspective. You know, saying this is going to pass at the end of the year. If I'm going to move companies, if I'm going to change positions, whatever, let me just do it. Don't make decisions when you're emotional or you're tired. That's a basic fundamental of psychology. So don't make those kinds of decisions now. Help yourself cope. Ease your pressure however you can. Get through the end of the year and then stop and reflect and say, how bad was it?
And then you can decide. And then you can decide if it's something more than just you really needing a holiday. Do you see this getting worse year on year, or is it pretty much the same each year in terms of your own experience?
So in my experience, what gets worse is people's realizations about it, which is a good thing that you know how you feel, but we tend to be self-fulfilling. So I need my mental health day and I can't take my mental health day. Therefore, I'm going to crash. So we're seeing people talking about it more, whereas in the past, people just got on with it. You went to work, you did your job, you came home. Now we're talking. We're talking about psychology. We're talking about looking after ourselves. So we're seeing more and more of that, more of an awareness.
Yeah. Okay, so if there's two things before we wrap up that you would want to share with our listeners to help them through this period, what are they?
Yes. So the first thing I would say is to try and detach emotionally. So to move yourself away from the things that drain your energy. And then on the opposite side, to work with what fuels you, to work with things that get you in your flow and that energize you, and focus on that as much as you can. We all have to do things we don't want to do, but focus on what's going to drive you.
I love that. Absolutely love that. And thank you for sharing that with us. That is Dr. Ilana Sew, who's an industrial psychologist, talking about this time of year.